is up, people? Phoenix? Yeah, I know. I gotta reset that up for some reason. It, like, went away, and I don't know.
What'd you do?
The emotes. We got Bren coming in with that beautiful new camera angle with the beautiful mic.
I moved some stuff around on the wife's desk. I just got to make sure I put it all back when I'm done.
Or else he's going to fill a purse with many buckles.
I got this. I got this hat. I got three of these shirts. Oh, hold on. Wrong direction. We got a little bit higher. There we go.
There we go. And we're demonetized.
I know. I'm wearing contacts. It's
And I'm just here.
How are you adjusting to those, Rob?
Pretty good. I like them. I like them a lot.
Nice.
There's just one problem, okay? See, I'm not used to not having hair, and I'm not used to not having glasses, so I had sunglasses on, and I had my hat on backwards, and I was out in the sun for like 10 hours.
See.
So
it's got Phoenix knows what it is with the mustache game.
So it's got the backwards hat line.
Oh, yeah. Put your hat back on.
he didn't wear the fitted. You know what it looks like, Rob? It looks like you came straight from Cyberpunk, okay?
I know, right?
Because in that game, and I have one, and I will proudly announce it, I have one of the dildo mouth clubs.
Pow!
Looks like you got whacked right on the forehead, bro.
Right on the top of the head.
Just got mustache stamped.
Oh, thanks, guys. I needed that.
You're welcome. Keep you humble.
So, today we are going back to our roots a little
Surprise,
bit.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, there it is. Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Saturday night?
Nice. What's going on, man?
Hell yeah. That is a surprise. What's up, motherfucker? I love it.
Just like I tell you guys in Zombies, get in, motherfucker. We're going motherfucking.
Right? So we're switching it up a little bit. We're going back to our roots, and we are doing the podcast live today because, we didn't get to it Saturday.
It's totally not Sunday. Because shit just came up.
Yeah.
But we're here.
We're here. We're live. It'll still be out tomorrow on YouTube and on audio formats. I just got some editing to do tonight. But it will be there. So, what is up, everybody? Welcome to Warp Point Weekly. This week is live. We are your nerdy news podcast.
There's even a sign right there that lets you know it's live.
Right?
I'll only be on when we're live.
I'm Rob. And as always, I'm joined by my beautiful, gracious co-hosts, Bren.
What up?
And Jay.
Something with up. I don't know. I'm trying to be clever.
God dang it.
God dang it, Bobber.
Might need to spend a day or two thinking about that one, Jay.
No, maybe three. I'm half blonde, so.
Just spend a little bit of time. Give me just a little time.
A bit of time.
So, yeah, this week, we are talking. Bren, you want to go over talking points?
Yes. We will be doing a recap on Sony's State of Play, or as Rob likes to call them, sorry States of Play. I'm sorry. It's going to be a sorry State of Play for me until they discuss the SSD expansion slot.
I was actually...
So you can fall asleep through the presentation?
First of all, I'm one of the few that actually stayed awake through Sony's whole presentation. Man. Like, I was getting excited about it.
I was on lunch break at work. I remember it very vividly because I was about to pass out in my chair. And I was pretty hype. I was like, oh, cool, Sony news. And then I about fell asleep. What does that tell you?
We're going to talk about the new Switch OLED and how they're saying it won't fix the drift problem.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
Had all that
Creed.
Time to make better controllers.
Assassin's Creed is going to be a live service game now. It's funny if you think about, if you think back, 10 years, I think it was, the director and creator said this will be a trilogy game, and that's it.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed is going to be a trilogy. We're going to end it on top.
Mm.
And now they, my God.
Yeah, about that ending, I'm still salty.
Don't tell me about any endings. I haven't.
To three?
Oh, but with Desmond.
Oh, yeah. Desmond. Yeah, the Desmond arc.
Yeah, the Desmond arc, yeah.
I was going to say, I haven't seen, I got partway through Unity, and then that was it.
Right.
We have 2 days left until Skyward Sword HD release.
Yes.
And if you don't know, if you go to Nintendo Life website, they have a sweepstakes going where they're giving away some pretty sweet merch for Skyward Sword.
I love what Phoenix just said in chat. Said Assassin's Creed has turned into the video game version of Fast and Furious.
It has.
Here's why he's right on that. All right. So, first three games, Desmond special, right? Desmond's supposed to do something special.
And yes.
He does. But
hey, one thing, while we're on the Desmond arc, his dad came back, and as, was it Toretto says, nothing's as strong as family.
I hate the fucking Fast and Furious movies. As a meme lord, I hate them. They're so low effort.
We got family.
But the point I was getting was, like, Desmond was special, and then it turns out Desmond wasn't really that special because all these other motherfuckers had Eagle Vision too. That was the whole gimmick of Assassin's Creed. Altair, Ezio, and Desmond all have Eagle Vision. It's a special trait passed down between their family. That's why Abstergo wants them. That's why they had so many failed subjects. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's so many other games afterwards with so many different people through history.
I will say this. Okay? But
was Connor, like, going back to Assassin's Creed 3, Connor and his father, I don't remember his name, you know, the guy that rogue.
Haytham, I believe.
Yeah.
Haytham, yeah. I thought they came from Desmond's bloodline.
Yeah, they're all the same bloodline. Because...
Well, that's not really all that branching out then.
Because
Connor... They never really explicitly say that they're all related. I mean, yes, they're all related to Desmond, but I'm talking about the games after that. Unity, 4, or no, 4 was
Black Flag.
Edward, yeah, so it was still Bloodline.
Edward was, Haytham's dad, who was Connor's dad, right?
Yeah, so he was Connor's grandpa.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been through that.
Oh, I'm big video game lore, so I mean, there's some things I'm rusty on, but I know the first three Assassin's Creed games.
Oh, dude, those were hands down my favorite. Four. I could play them over and over.
Well,
because you had one, you had two, you had Revelations, Brotherhood.
There was people like me, I have to believe that after the ending to three, they were just like, no way, you're going to blue ball me like that.
Well, see, I know that, like, Black Flag was looked down on a lot. But I actually really enjoyed it.
I'm not saying anything bad about Black Flag. Black Flag actually had... They improved the handling for the ships. They made it more of a reason to be a pirate as opposed to, like, a certain section in the game that 3 had. You know, there was actually travel. Oh, shit!
Alana with the 7-month subscription. Thank you.
Rob, you got the soundboard up?
Oh, it's playing, bud. It's playing.
Nice.
I got that hotkey.
Thank you. And to go off of what Phoenix said, space pirates.
Yeah, space pirates.
Oh, God, there's so many ways they can go. Are they going to go the Star Trek route, or are they going to go the Star Wars space pirate route?
So, honestly, though, like, I've been going through, I played Valhalla for a very brief time whenever it first came out. And...
Oh, shit.
Rebirth with the raid.
Rebirth.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the show. For those of you that
don't know. Yes.
For those of you just started. I know. For those of you that don't know, we are a, like, podcast kind of deal that sometimes we're live, sometimes we're not with the podcast, but we're live every Wednesday, so welcome in.
Thank you, guys. Or gals.
Yeah, I've been playing...
Everyone.
Yeah, right? I've been playing Valhalla a lot over the past week. And I tell you what, I'm really digging it. Like, I didn't get that big into Odyssey. I didn't get that big into, what was the other one? Origins. I couldn't get into them.
I liked Origins, but that's the thing. Like, when you play the games after 3, there's just no point. There's, like, no actual linear story going to a point. They're like,
Hold on. Apparently, there is. Because I didn't get to the story stuff in, what was the last one? Was Origins was the last one, right?
No.
No, Odyssey.
Odyssey was Valhalla was the last
before,
one.
Before Valhalla.
Oh, Odyssey, yeah. And then it was Origins before that. Because they took a break between whatever the god-awful game that came out that was like online only or something like that. And then they took a break and then went to Origins. But the problem with all those Ubisoft games at the time, they all stole shit from each other. And Ubisoft was under controversy for like things in... shit, I'm forgetting all the names. Because
they're there. Right? At least they didn't do the Capcom route and steal from other people.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which
we
covered.
But there is a storyline with this chick, and there's she has a piece of Eden, and apparently in Odyssey she like went crazy and like killed some people because of it. And now in this one she's linked up with Desmond's old team.
Yeah, I remember them vaguely, dropping in.
Phoenix, thanks for the host, buddy.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Oh, that's the worst rebirth. I hate when games crash.
Oh, yeah, man. That's so rough.
I feel like I get more crashes on PC gaming. I hate to say it.
I think it was either Rogue or Black Flag, where you're in that office building.
You're in the Abstergo office, yeah.
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 Because you gotta like hack files and do shit.
They
like
briefly
that.
Stop in, like what's his? I can't remember his name.
Like the girl's a coffee delivery girl or some shit.
Yeah, and he's a delivery guy. They have you meet him down in the lobby.
Yeah,
and then you don't hear from them for the rest of the game.
Right. Yeah. But so
and
it's...
you get this weird like ghost in the system lady.
Yeah.
That is like feeding you stuff through like glitches.
Right. But the storyline, like, the world's ending again, apparently. There's another anomaly that has increased the magnetic poles.
And see, that's another one where I don't like my video games as simulating real life. There's always a doomsday. Well,
the other thing about it, like, that is kind of cool is they highly reference Desmond and the stuff that he did and, like, how this is happening again and they're trying to figure it out. So I might go back and just look at the story stuff outside of the Animus for what's going on there, just so I get a little bit better of an understanding for it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick up Unity again and then just get the rest of them and keep going.
Unity was such a letdown to me, man. I had such high hopes for it, and it just...
For story reasons, I got to do it.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I don't think anything else matters up until Origins again. Because like,
well, I thought with Unity there was that you're this unknown person in like this abandoned house, or hiding out in some house in the backwoods or whatever.
See, like I said, with what I've been experiencing in this, you know, it has some backstory to it. Like there's files on her computer because they're like in a they're in New England and they're over the grave of the Viking that you play as. But she on her laptop, it has files from before whenever she originally got the Staff of Eden. And she, like, went psycho because it touched onto her psyche.
Mm. Ah.
Sort of like how the Apple affected...
We'll have to put together a show going over Assassin's Creed.
we've been rambling on for 20 minutes.
We can easily sit here for another hour. Yeah. but back onto that, like I said, Assassin's Creed live service game, 2 days left until Skyward Sword HD. Phil Spencer compliments the DualSense controller design.
Thanks for the bits.
Ghostwire Tokyo has been delayed into 2022. Big shocker, because that even happened during the Sorry State of Play, where we found out games were getting pushed back.
Again. Also, Alana did corgi bits. I have to stress the corgis.
Yep, corgis.
Alana, thank you, thank you. Super Mario 64 becomes world's most expensive video game. We'll be touching on that.
By a long shot.
Yeah, and makes you feel bad for all the copies you've had in your life.
I can say Rob's going to pile on. I'm going to pile on because I read the story, too, a couple of days ago. Jay, I don't know what your feelings are, but we're going to bash on FaZe Clan for a little bit.
Not really a fan. There's a person in FaZe I give a shit about, but other than that, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Half the time when I jump in Warzone, it's half FaZe Clan.
None of them are FaZe.
Yeah, none of them are actually FaZe.
Brent, I don't mean to sound mean when I say this, but due to skill-based matchmaking, you're never going to be put in the lobbies with them. I'm never going to be put in the lobbies with them.
Ah, we suck again!
Yeah, it's...
When you live in a streamer house and that's what you do, you know.
You know, I have narrowed it down to how personalities and influencers act, and it's like the most obnoxious self-centered thing. It's like, hey guys, what's going on? We're going to do something. Hype. Word.
So.
Listen, bro. Jay.
Make sure to smash those reactions. We need those reactions. Jimmy, those reactions.
Bro, Jay, tell us what you've been up to, man.
Bro.
Okay, so getting into Fallout. Been, I got Fallout 3 thanks to Games Pass.
Nice.
And
it's an awesome game.
Just been reliving everything about that. Tarkov is life. And zombies for the games. That's pretty much narrowing around. A lot of first-person shooters right now. Eventually, there's going to be an RPG. I just got to figure out what I want to time sink into.
Fair.
I do have Maneater. It's a shark game. It's a shark RPG.
Octopath Travelers on Games Pass.
Yeah, no, I need to get that.
Because,
you know, deleting Warzone, it freed up so much space.
Oh, I mean, there's already tons of space on it, but it isn't that big of a game, but it's a traditional JRPG that you're going to be grinding for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Good. watching Ozarks, Sopranos whenever I get the free time, and that's about it. I tried to start JoJo, but then I ended up getting into Sopranos, and I kind of want to sit there and, like, I won't lie. I want enough fuck it money to get a therapist, but not for the needing of therapist. Like, I'd have my own therapist I'd use for, you know, the needing of therapy. But then I'd get this other therapist, specifically go out for an Italian one, and then start feeding her Tony Soprano quotes from his therapy sessions and see what happens.
Right.
I'd be like, I work in waste management.
That is awesome.
Oh. So, Brent, how about you? What have you been up to?
I have, let's see.
Other than working on that basement and getting all kinds of beautiful work done to it.
Oh, dude, I got so much stuff done.
The reveal video is going to be amazing. You guys better do a fucking crib style video.
Oh, we are doing crib.
Oh, we are, without a doubt. Without a doubt, MTV crib style.
Dude, you need to find shit ton of tubs of gamer or G Fuel and be like, this is where we do our G Fuel and then do a line and like fucking smash them.
yeah, I got a lot of work done in the basement over the weekend.
See, snore G Fuel, it works, kids.
I got my daughter and I were playing zombies for a little bit.
There you go.
Split screen style.
Classic.
But it doesn't let me carry over my profile.
No.
So I don't get my loadouts.
See, I was waiting for that. There was always a caveat. There's always a but.
Yeah. But what they do give you is one of their pre-made loadouts where it's labeled like recon or demolitions.
Yeah.
And I played a game last night that I haven't picked up in a couple months.
Do tell.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Ooh. Dude, I've been having the itch
too. How much was the, or how long was the update patch?
All my stuff auto updates.
Okay. Well,
so I don't really have to sit there for it.
Damn you, technology and your advancements.
But it hasn't gotten much better. And let me tell you why. I was on a street bike. I came off the exit. And I wanted to see if they changed the animation for just getting off your vehicle while it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
They changed it. He does dive off and roll.
But nothing, I don't know, loaded. If it's
exactly
nothing. Like, it was just a blur of gray.
Yes, it was a blur of gray that I got stuck because where I landed is actually inside a group of vendors. So when they finally rendered in, I couldn't get out.
Damn.
Oof.
And the one time I did get off the bike, we were all waist deep in the ground. It was just a gray ground.
Yeah. I've had the itch to play it again, and I haven't hooked the Stadia up. Oh yeah, Jay.
The uwu. Jay hit us with the uwu.
I had to hear it.
I had to have heard it. I didn't want to hear it, but I heard it.
Nice. it does seem a little more stable.
Yeah.
I didn't get as many frame drops, and the game never crashed.
I mean, that's good.
But they got, I don't know if the rendering is the game or if it's the hard drive it's on. Because it's on a Western Digital 5 terabyte drive that is just.
Maybe.
I can tell from the loading times and stuff that it's just a standard hard drive.
I would say put it right onto your PS5 hard drive, but.
I don't have room.
Yeah, that's what I said, but.
I don't have room. I don't have room for anything else.
Yeah.
Because Sony, there was word that Sony was supposed to, you know what, I'll get into it with the state of play.
Brent, I love you. I love you, but you know you're a hoarder. I assume you are a game hoarder too. The fact you can't have every single piece of your content available at a touch, even though you're not going to play it for probably like 6 years.
Right.
I have all the Resident Evils that were available on the PS4 on that hard drive. I have Call of Duty, World War II, Black Ops 4, Black Ops 3. Cold War is not on there because I bought it for $5. I have a buttload of JRPGs too. And Final Fantasies.
Yeah, but how long does it take you to go, all right, I need this much space. What game can I delete for this much space? How much does it pain you?
I'll tell you what, Jay.
Ripping a child from your hands.
He just buys another hard drive, that's all.
I will tweet a picture later, and I'll tag you in it, of the total number of games.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's surpassed 200.
There's one thing I gotta say about that, though.
What?
Where's it? There it is.
Wait, what? I can't hear the oo-woo.
Do you know what it is, though?
I do. Well, I also listen to Not a Gundam.
Yeah, he pops up to my shit from time to time.
And he loves to do that for fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, I finished. I can't even say I finished because it's not even like it took that long. I back-to-backed all 4 episodes of Resident Evil.
Ooh. The new one just came out, right? Or is it coming out?
No, that's what I watched.
Yeah.
No. Infinite Darkness.
Oh, I need to. I heard it's good.
It is, but it could have been a movie.
Well, duh. But they ain't going to let them have a movie and outshine their new... They're going to reboot it. Yeah, they're rebooting Resident Evil. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But poor with Rob. Michael Bay.
Poor Rob, because he knows they're not going to put his girl back in it.
Mila Jovovich?
Yeah, I got a thing for her.
Mila Johannesburg.
Anyways, Rob, what have you been up to, man?
So talking about, you know, female actors that I like, I went back and I've been watching Marvel movies so that I am in a fresh state of mind to watch Black Widow. That's a lot of time. There's like 43 hours worth of stuff.
Ashamed.
Why?
Yeah, did you notice on Disney Plus, Rob, all the Marvel movies have her center?
Oh, well, duh, they got to promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Endgame. All the like Endgame superheroes were like, you didn't see Vision popping up in Endgame promos. So,
yeah, you did. Whenever they were,
well, remember the fall-in type shit, but
no, whenever WandaVision first came out, they changed it all to Vision.
About before that.
Well, that's what it is.
Vision was dead in the time frame. I was talking about the marketing for Endgame.
Well, but I've been playing. Like I said, I've been playing a lot of Valhalla. And I've been playing a decent amount of Ghost of Tsushima, going back through in the extreme mode.
I still need to get that.
It's so good, dude.
And then we can samurai it up.
Yeah. With Legends
mode. I think I'm going to pick up the director's cut.
So there's a lot of stuff on it, and you know, talking about that, and we'll get into it with the state of play, but I might pick up the Death Stranding director's cut. Because there's all kinds of extra stuff.
Oh, so remember much.
The good old days where director's cut meant and you get dual analog sticks?
Yeah, right. well, back then there wasn't even director's cuts, really.
Yeah, well, the original Resident Evil.
Mario Brothers.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, other than that, I haven't really been doing much, man. Just been watching that and playing a couple games and living life, taking care of the fam.
Nice.
It is a full-time job.
Oh, yes.
So, I'm not a dad yet, but I know. I sympathize.
So let's jump into talking about this state of play.
Oh, my God. Can we?
So right off the bat, we had what I thought was a Redwall Abbey game, which it basically is. Moss Book 2, where you pretty much play as a mouse adventurer.
That's a VR game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't look horrible. Didn't look great. We had Arcadegeddon.
Tell me why they look like an Osmosis Jones ripoff.
Right. But it's a PS5 chaotic loot-based shooter.
They called it kaleidoscopically chaotic.
And then we had Valhalla launch for the PlayStation 5. I mean, Tribes of Midgar launch for the PS5. Or PlayStation, period. It launches July 27th, but that's just the beginning. So they're going to have all kinds of extra stuff.
Is that the game that they talked about doing constant updates and chapter releases?
Yep.
Okay.
The problem is they got all these games for this state of play, but like no real info on it besides for the videos.
Yeah. We had Fist, Forged in Shadow Torch.
Dude, did you watch that?
No.
I might actually pick that up. We're talking beat 'em up 2D scroller.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that.
That is going back to some old school stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
We had Hunter Arena Legends, which just kind of looked like a MOBA game.
That is age restricted, by the way.
Yeah.
Because blood, gore, intense violence, partial nudity.
Ooh. And then we had Sifu, which just looked like every other fighting game, really, that tried to have a story.
And that is also one of the games that got pushed back.
Yep.
That got pushed back to next year.
We had Jet the Far Shore, which I believe also got pushed back. And that there was just kind of like a weird... Oh, it was a weird game.
Yeah. And then I'm sure you guys were excited about this one. We got some gameplay footage of Demon Slayer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What are your chances of picking that up?
Honestly, I'm not a huge Demon Slayer fan. It looks all right. I mean,
I have to see when it actually comes out, because like the problem I'm having is that there's gameplay and all that, but a lot of it is like pre-render in like a staged fight. So like, while that's cool and all, I want to see what things outside of a boss fight would be.
Yeah.
I mean, when I see stuff like that, I think of, like I told you guys, I played that Bleach Soul Resurrection, where it was a hallway of enemies, and then you get to a big open room where you fight the boss.
Right. Hmm.
And being as they didn't show much as far as actual, like, level progression.
Yeah.
That's what I feel that they're going to give us more of.
Fair.
Probably.
The next one I was kind of interested in, it's called Lost Judgment, and it's kind of like a thriller kind of game where you're like trying to solve murders and stuff. And there was a lot to it that it was like kind of goofy, and then it would jump in and it'd be something really fucked up, and I was like, this is great. Like, this is right up my alley.
And it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, graphically...
Yeah,
it looks pretty intense, especially on the PS5. It's probably gonna look amazing,
right? So yeah, well, I'm excited.
This is the same team that did Yakuza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, Yakuza was great. So,
and I thought this one
had to deal with Microsoft, but is that only Yakuza then?
Well, Yakuza is Sega.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Done by the same people.
I'm trying to think. Yakuza started, I think, in Japan on the PS2.
The PS2?
I believe the original Yakuza release was PS2 in Japan.
I couldn't remember if it was PS1 or PS2, but...
Oh, no, no. No way was it PS1. There's so much of those Yakuza games that the PS1 wouldn't have been able to handle.
Yeah.
A game that we just talked about that we were gonna both pick up.
Yeah.
Death Stranding Director's Cut.
Dude, there's a lot of extra stuff that's going into this that's like is making it worth picking up the Director's Cut.
Little buddy bot.
Yeah. Because there's new story missions. There's an online mode.
The parcel launcher now.
Yeah. You could just eat that package anywhere you want.
I think that's going to be helpful over those like long distances where you just shoot it and then you just go straight there and pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, they even added in, one of the things that they're adding in is a structure support system for you to carry more packages.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they... Ah, God, I want a steelbook.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you can do the digital upgrade, Bren, for $10.
I'll have to see. I want to see what comes out. Okay, hopefully, so, Best Buy or GameStop will do a free steelbook.
While talking about this, I was trying to see if there was a PC version of the Director's Cut, and I got an article that was posted 3 days ago. Hideo Kojima said the director cut isn't a director's cut. In the game, it's not what was cut, but what was additionally produced that was included. So there was shit that they decided to put into it.
Yeah.
Like the racing minigame, he said his eyes does not make for a director's cut. Right. I love Hideo Kojima. I'm so glad that he left Konami.
Dude, Hideo is amazing.
Dude, the dude's got a wicked mind.
Right.
For just coming up with an absolute mind fuck of gameplay.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, like, the first hour of Death Stranding, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
And dude, they don't release the director's cut for PC yet, I think I might end up just picking it up whenever it comes on sale.
I mean, it's got a really great storyline to it, honestly.
I mean, it's just a weird game. I like weird shit, so...
The gameplay itself is a little... lackluster, to be honest, but like the storyline with the cutscenes and all that, dude, it would make a great fucking movie, like a great movie. But let's move on from that a little bit.
We got 9 minutes of Deathloop. Very interesting game.
Not gonna lie, I'm kind of interested about Deathloop.
Yeah,
it looks good. It looks like a Dishonored style game.
I don't know.
You have the ability to like rewind and back to that.
You can rewind a little bit. You know, when you die, the day just starts over.
But they remember.
I don't know.
But they remember.
I know.
That's the thing.
So you have to do different ways to get it. I mean, it's going to be a thinking game for sure.
This whole thing is just to break the loop.
Yeah.
You live the loop to break the loop. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, there's even like teleport jumps and all that, so.
Yeah. So that pretty much was the full state of play. There are rumors that there's going to be another state of play next month on the 12th. It hasn't been confirmed.
My God. Please reveal, because I saw a tweet go around that Sony has figured out the SSD expansion and it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Please talk about it. They keep talking about releasing all these games, doing all these PS5 patches. We don't have anywhere for them. And no, I'm telling you, I know Cerny said, oh, just buy a hard drive and you can swap. No, it takes forever.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it takes forever. It's faster and it frees up the console for you to play a game in the meantime to just delete it. And then download it in the background.
But this rumor that's going around is that next month on the 12th, they will be doing another state of play where they're going to announce a couple of acquisitions. Bluepoint? I mean, what?
They adamantly said they are not Shields yet.
That was then. This is now. Stop living at the past.
It was like 5 minutes ago, man.
We've seen some Gran Turismo 7 beta stuff that's leaked. And there's rumors that they're going to announce the PlayStation Experience for this year on that date, too. So, stay tuned here. We will let you know what we hear. And we will bring you that information as it becomes available to us. Up next, we can talk about...
Real quick. This is real quick. Uh-huh. They did it for they kind of ruined the replayability for Village. I don't know if you guys saw, but they released a little add-on bundle for Village where you could buy all the unlockables.
Oh God.
For $3 to $5, you can unlock everything that you would have bought with the challenge points.
There's that easy button.
I'm upset, yeah.
All that is, that's the easy button. That's your journalist's easy button. Pay to win.
That's how they get all... Yeah, because if you do that, then you can just buy the
unlimited ammo.
Instead of playing it multiple times and buying the upgrades and earning it the hard way.
Right.
Yep.
And getting good, scrub. Oh, you're all good, Phoenix. You ain't gonna apologize at all, bud. Just the fact that you were lurking means a lot to us.
Yes, thank you.
So,
we do appreciate it.
Up next, we are going to talk about the new Nintendo Switch. You know, isn't that what Nintendo used to do? New 3DS and the new. you're getting a new screen and you're getting a new dock that has a built-in LAN port, and that's it.
I'm so glad you didn't break for that one.
And on top of that, if you just want the dock, you could just buy the dock separately. If you really want a dock that has a LAN cable in it.
If you really want a dock, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Whoa.
$50 more expensive from what rumors are.
Okay.
More expensive. It still uses the same damn Joy-Cons.
The same hardware, the same everything.
And you only get like, what, 5.5 of an inch different, or 0.8 of an inch difference, I'm sorry, at the same resolution of 1280 and 720p.
Oh, and it's heavier.
But it's an OLED.
So who gives a shit? That's like saying I'm going to play Sega on my 8K TV.
Hold on.
I'm playing my Genesis that literally only renders 8
And here's the thing that I waited for us to say to show. This is my first initial impression. I haven't said shit about anything on the Switch, on any type of social media. So here's my thing. And it's not about what they're doing. It's how people are accepting what they're doing, okay? So many people are like, this ain't new from Nintendo. No, it's not new from Nintendo, but we're in a goddamn chip shortage.
Hey, do you remember what I said, though? Nintendo don't care. And they never
will. They don't. They just want that extra money.
So
the Switch paid for itself 10 times over. Now they can basically just make a better screen, resell it for $50 more, and people are going to buy it.
Okay, now, Jay, a question for you. You know, you brought that up, so... And this is something I wanted to ask, you know, everybody out there, too. Do you think that the reason that we're not getting 4K capabilities and upgraded hardware is because of the chip shortage?
I mean, there is that possibility, but they at least should say, hey, this is what we're working on.
So it was pretty much confirmed.
If it is. The demand will build itself. The hype will build itself. They know people are hashtag Switch Pro-ing on Twitter and Facebook.
So it was pretty much confirmed that they told their developers that they need to make their games 4K compatible. And this was like at the beginning of the year. That's actually what led into the speculation of
the Switch Pro.
And I mean, Phoenix brings up a point about the games aren't doing it. I mean, some games don't need to, but at the same time, like, there is proof in various media sources that we have covered on this show a lot that have talked about the Switch Pro and how it's a confirmed, unconfirmed thing. It's basically like a unicorn or Bigfoot. We kind of know it exists, but we still haven't seen it yet.
Right.
You know, and I use those things because it's probably not likely that we're going to see it. If we're ever going to see an upgrade to the Switch, they're just going to go around and just make a new Switch.
Well, and like I said, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. The Switch Pro, honestly, would have been a really nice mid-gen refresh.
But for me, $50 doesn't make any sense.
You get the wider dock, you get better speakers, you get the LAN port.
How many games take advantage of multiplayer? And the multiplayer for Switch is you don't have any voice chat, which is good and bad. You know, it is a console marketed mainly towards kids.
Right.
But, I mean, what games can you really play on the Switch online that you can't play on other consoles better?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing.
Besides Splatoon,
Splatoon, Smash, yeah, those are Nintendo exclusives.
That's the thing. There's no other game that's not Nintendo exclusive. And Nintendo doesn't focus on multiplayer games as much as...
Well, they do, but they focus on party games. They don't focus on
Well, look how long it took them for releasing a new Mario Party. You know, it chaps my ass a little bit that I just bought Mario Party. And then they announced that they have this new collection of Mario Party, which has the first three maps and all this, you know, I understand it. You know, it happens to a lot of people. But the fact is like, there's no mention of anything before we get it.
Right.
Yes. Chaps my ass. I decided to be different with my insults today. A little extra for you. Visualization.
So, yeah, you're getting a little bit of extra storage. You're getting the same Joy-Cons. That's my biggest bitch. Listen, if you said, hey, this has way better Joy-Cons, it's worth $50, in my opinion.
Like, and you don't even have to, like, they're like, oh, well, you know, they could play that. Well, compatibility. No, fix the stick issue.
Well, listen, Rob, if they do that, okay, how are they going to get you to spend $80 on those stacks of Joy-Con replacements at GameStop?
I thought they were 60. Because you could go... I know right now Walmart, you could go there and you could buy individual sticks for $30 a side. Like the...
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe it was Target. Target or Walmart, one of the two I seen them. And I was like, yeah, if I ever need one, I'll just buy one.
Yeah.
My left side works great. It's the right side that's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. I've had to replace the joystick.
How much are Joy-Cons where you're at?
They're either $70 or $80.
Because like we went to a Target because we don't have one, and we decided to venture out into past our little Midwestern town, and they were like $70. And yeah. I probably if they were $60, I probably could have got it. But since they were like 70, the missus was like, they're expensive.
Listen,
I'm like,
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you right now. So at Walmart, and I think Target too, they have officially licensed Nintendo Pro controllers made by Option A or Power A or
Power A.
That they're like $40 and they're wireless. Dude, hands down, the best purchase I've ever made for my Switch. I haven't picked up a Joy-Con since I bought it.
Well, that's the thing. They try to get you to play the games that you actually need a stick for on with a controller. Except Mario Party, because you can play that singular controller and all that. I mean, you can play a lot of the games singular Joy-Con, but...
Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong. They're $70.
Yeah.
For a pair. So or 35 apiece.
Yeah. But,
still expensive as shit.
Like I said, since I bought the Pro Controller... Because that has the gyroscopic in it that you can tilt the controller and do all that with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have not picked up a Joy-Con.
And that's the thing. Have you heard about those controllers ever having stick drift?
No.
Like, in comparison, every controller eventually gets stick drift. You know, that's why a lot of pro players, like, switch up and play claw on, like, certain games.
Yeah.
So they don't end up mashing that thumb button.
Right. But no, I mean, honestly, though, like, I think the actual Nintendo Pro controller is $60. So even that option is cheaper than your Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, there's no reason for me to pick up a Joy-Con.
And you don't even have to buy a Pro controller. You just buy a regular Switch controller.
Well, that's what I said. Like, that Option A one that I bought, it has everything that the Pro controller
has. I've yet to hear a difference on, like, why a Pro controller is better than a regular Switch controller. They're both licensed by Nintendo.
Yeah.
They're both Nintendo controllers. It's not like you're buying a Mad Catz controller.
Right.
Which, don't ever buy a GameCube Mad Catz controller. You will never win a Smash game. That turbo action button is a lie.
Dude, did you see like 5 years ago Mad Catz was trying to come back and they actually made a car?
Yeah.
And like everybody was making the jokes of, oh, hey, look, it's just going to stop input and it's just going to kill everybody in a crowd.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Ford Mustang.
Oh, God. You're bringing the Mustang into this.
So, yeah, you know...
Most people don't know a Mustang actually runs off of gasoline, oil, and the blood of bystanders.
That's it. So, yeah, we are not getting a Switch Pro. We're getting an upgraded screen. We're not getting any upgrades to the hardware. No new Joy-Cons. None of that shit. We're getting double the internal storage. We went from 32 gigs to 64 gigs, which I've had a micro SD in mind since day one, so I don't even know where that's at.
Yeah.
We're not getting any upgrade on the imaging either. So, yeah. The only thing that really is coming from this, if you really want it, is the LAN port on the dock. And again, you can buy the dock separately. Now, the report with that said that you're not going to be able to buy it anywhere but the Nintendo Direct Store. It doesn't have a box or packaging or anything. Basically, they're just shipping you it out in a brown box. So.
Well... It might be the way that people have, the only way they have to get a Switch.
Well, funny thing, too,
I can tell you right now.
It gets rid of a USB port.
Probably.
On Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace, there's people with stacks of Switch Lights trying to trade them for other things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. I mean, like, I can go to Walmart right now and buy a Switch Lite or a regular Switch.
All right. Oh, are they in stock where you're at?
Mm-hmm.
I see you flexing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to several GameStops in my area. They haven't had them. There's a couple used ones at, like, the exchange rub.
Stuff, yeah.
But yeah. That's the thing. Scalpers are just buying everything up.
Everything they can. All right, so we covered the stick drift, we covered all that shit. Let's move on from Nintendo Don't Care on to another company that really doesn't give a fuck. Yes, that's right, everybody's favorite, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft has come to not only milk the cow, but beat the dead horse with the drained cow.
I can just see the fucking somebody grabbing it by the others and just beating the horse.
Hello, motherfucker.
Because as I said, the director and creator of Assassin's Creed said, it's just going to be a trilogy. Assassin's Creed is just going to be a trilogy. That's it.
Yeah.
Infinity, to let you know how many spinoffs there's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So horrible.
And as Phoenix said, next stop, they're taking the fraternity to space.
The fraternity.
For space pirates.
It's going to be like Abstergo has a laser. Now assassinate these people on the space laser. And I'm like, okay, this sounds a lot like Star Wars, but with more killing.
If they can actually hit something. Yeah. I mean, anyways, so, yes.
Super deadly Abstergo troopers.
Right. Ubisoft is saying that the next game will be an evolving online game similar to Fortnite or GTA Online.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You hear that? Hold on, let me just pop this open real quick. This is what they want. This is what they want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shark cards.
So, rather than continuing to pass the baton from game to game, we profoundly believe this is an opportunity for one of Ubisoft's most beloved franchises to evolve into a more integrated and collaborative manner that's less centered on studios and more focused on talent and leadership. No matter where they come from, they are within Ubisoft.
Dude, there's so many jokes I can make. This is going to be the next ESO failure. This is going to be the next Destiny. This is going to be like every pretty much. This is the next Anthem. I mark my words. This is going be the next Anthem.
Oh, God. That game crashed and burned so bad.
And it had such a great idea. I want to be Iron Man.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, if depending on how they do this, it might not be a bad game, but I don't see it turning out well. I don't know how they could do it right to make it good, but...
I said it before, man. Indie studios are going to take over.
Dude, they need to do, like, a lobby system where everybody's just in an Abstergo building talking shit to each other, like Call of Duty lobby.
Oh, we got a stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mama Bear with the stretch.
Thank you, Mama.
I mean, it would be cool. So, like, if you go in and, you know, you...
You jack in.
Yeah, you jack in. You get, you go into the Animus. Hey, we leveled up.
Yay.
And you get, like, a certain content that you have to play through. And you do that, and then so many other people do, like, different parts of the content, and you sync the data. And it's like a community's challenge, a weekly challenge like that.
They did have I thought it was pretty successful. I mean, it was a good premise that they could have improved on, which was the assassination thing from 2.
Yeah.
Or either 2 or Brotherhood. Might have been in it was one of the Ezio games, but you know you got to be a random NPC assassin, which right. fit because you know assassins hide in plain sight,
right?
And then you mm-hmm. had other people that were Templars that also hid in plain sight. So I mean, I thought it was a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
I would like to see another one of those.
Yeah, yeah,
which I is mean, probably what this is going to be in actuality. But it's probably going to be a mix of that. Mixed with what they wanted to try to do with Unity, now with a different engine.
So, I mean, that would be cool. So, like, if they did that, almost mix it with, like, Syndicate. So, you choose, you know, if you want to be Assassin or Templar. And then from there, you can break it down into smaller factions, which would be, like, your guilds. And then, yeah, you know, you got to do certain things and complete weekly challenges to, you know, try and control the world, per se. As from a Templar or an Assassin side. That would be pretty cool. But
yeah,
where does it come into that we get actual story versus just online play?
It's not about story anymore, bro. It's about that online play.
That's so last gen. Needs a battle royale.
My God.
It needs a MOBA. We need a MOBA Assassin's Creed. We
need a MOBA.
How about you MOBA on these balls?
I mean, waiting to say that.
I was. So, back to Nintendo Don't Care. 2 days. 2 days until Skyward Sword launches. And I tell you what, I'm kind of excited for this. Not gonna lie.
That's their workaround for drift. You don't need to use your stick when you're swinging your sword more live.
If the sword controls are anything like the golf club controls for the new Mario Golf game, it's going to get annoying real fast.
That was the most serious I've ever seen you get.
So is this like, like straight up back, just back to the Wii where you just got to use the Joy-Cons as nunchucks, basically?
Oh, God. I hope the tracking is better because so many people hated that about Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
So, like they said they would be like mid swing and then he would just like stop swinging the sword.
Yeah.
Alana with the 25 bits. Thank you. Thank you.
25 bits. Thank you. Thank you.
The snowman. You Norwal. Or Norwal, is it? Yeah. Cheerwall.
Cheerwall. Norwal. Norman. Whatever you want to call it. But yes. Yeah, so...
Layla!
What is it? Cheerwall.
Cool kids know that reference. Or no. It was Lilu. That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that comes out on the 16th. And like I said, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'll probably pick it up here in the next couple weeks. And right here, you know, they say, gently swing your sword and angle your slashes to uncover and break through opponents' defenses using intuitive motion controls.
You know what, Rob?
Hmm.
Review it.
Okay.
And I want to see you take clips from it with you behind a green screen swinging so we can have you... showing what the movements look like in the review. I think that put us up a step above the competition.
It's going to look like a bad version of Beat Saber.
Yeah, except you can see your shame.
Right.
I'm clipping this. Oh, we're going to get this going. Saber, I want it to happen. I know you got green shit.
What, Rob swinging wildly.
We have a green screen in the ceiling.
Okay, well, you can still like use a tarp or something too. Just FYI.
But we have one. We have an actual green screen. Like we paid the money.
I'm hearing a lot of we have, but not a lot of we're doing.
Yeah.
Ooh, he got you on that one, dude.
Hey, I mean, if the basement's ready to use it, I'll do it.
Let's go. The walls are up.
So.
To knock them down. Walls are up to knock them down. Love it.
Don't you dare knock down my walls with them bifolds I just put up.
This is why he went inch thick drywall, okay?
It's not the only thing he went an inch thick in. Whoa!
Can I get a new woo?
Yes, you can. Ask and you shall receive. The
oh, my
woo.
God. Okay, so moving on. This story here.
He's like, we're just moving on. Fuck it. We're moving
we're
on.
Just going to move on.
And roll right
Spencer
along.
Phil Spencer compliments the DualSense and suggests Xbox could update its controller. Did you guys see the rendered picture on Twitter when they combined both controllers?
Yeah.
Sorry, they essentially just took... the buttons and sticks off the Xbox and put it on the DualSense controller.
Yeah.
I see it. Our triggers feel different too, guys.
Right, yeah. We're making adjustments. We're making changes.
We heard triggers a hashtag, so we thought we would join the cool kids and
just
make triggers
do
better.
It. with the just do it. Thank you, Alana. But yeah, they said we're watching to see what happens on PC as it relates to VR specifically. I mean, yeah, I just change your controller because everyone likes the PlayStation controller way better.
Don't you love how there's like no innovation unless there's innovation and then everyone copies the same shit? Rumble Pack with Nintendo. got Rumble feature in controllers.
Were they the first? Yeah.
Yes, Rumble Pack was the first, I'm pretty sure. It'd be the DualShock release. So DualShock was released.
Wait, are we talking about controller evolution?
Yep, the DualShock controller was released on November 20th, 1997.
And then when was the Rumble Pack?
The Rumble Pack was in 64, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what year did that come out?
Yeah. And then from there, it evolved 99? To the Dreamcast.
So it came out first? For DualShock came out first then?
Yep.
No, 97.
They both came out in 97?
Yeah. April of 97 in Japan... was July 97 in North America and October in Europe.
So they came out
April of 97.
We're finding out history you didn't even know you needed.
According to the Guinness Book of Records, the N64 featured the first Rumble controller for a console.
Oh!
In April 1997... but the DualShock controller was the first that was available worldwide.
And the first one to have two. Rumble was only a one.
But and Nintendo... then from there, what? It was the Dreamcast that also turned it into a removable memory card from the controller.
Yeah, but it wasn't really done after that. I think Nintendo did, but I think they did that first with the memory card. Because PlayStation was insert. Xbox was insert. GameCube was insert.
And this is just for controller. Also,
oh shit, I don't have anything to drink.
Also,
BRB.
Sony had games out that supported Rumble before 64 did. They just took longer to put it out.
So Dreamcast did have Rumble Pack. They called it a Shaker Pack.
Yeah.
And that was in 99.
Well, that was after, because the DualShock came out in 97.
Yeah. Oh, Rob's favorite company, Mad Catz.
Yeah, buddy.
They called theirs a Force Pack, where they force you to continuously buy new ones.
Yeah.
Well, because they kept breaking down.
Well, see, that's the other thing, too. Like, the Rumble Pack for N64, literally, you had to put pump batteries into it.
Yeah.
It would take two AAA batteries, and, like, how often were you replacing those?
So, what kind of new controller did you get? Did you just get a standard black one, or did you get one of the nice, pretty ones that they've been releasing?
Go scuff or go home. I mean, what?
Yeah, get them back... trigger button thingies.
Can I get a built-in strike pack? I mean, what?
Yes.
Well, I mean, like Mia wants one of the rose gold controllers.
I mean, they do match the headset.
I was going to say match your headset.
Yeah. Which we found out that we were able to take the dongle from my PS4 headset that doesn't work and pair it to hers.
Dongle.
So it was the headset.
For me?
Yeah.
You mean my headset? Yeah, my headset was shot.
Yeah.
So we just took the dongle from mine and hooked it up to hers.
Yeah.
But because before I didn't think they could be reprogrammed. I thought the dongles were specific for that headset.
Oh, I didn't know that either. So, moving on, now that we're all back.
Sorry.
No, you're good. We know that Ghostwire Tokyo has been delayed into 2022. And honestly, this is a game that kind of looks interesting that I'm kind of in, like, wanting to play. Microsoft acquired Tango's parent Bethesda earlier this year and is honoring PlayStation's exclusivity agreements for Ghostwire and Deathloop. So it's still going to be the PlayStation exclusive. Tango said, "We want to get the game into your hands as soon as possible so you can experience the unforgettable version of a haunted Tokyo that we've been working hard at building. At the same time, we're also focused on protecting the health of everybody at Tango. Our new release window will give us the time to bring the world of Ghostwire to life as we've always envisioned it. The developer said it would show more of the PS5 exclusive in the coming months and went on to state, "Thank you for being patient as we work to bring you an experience unlike anything else we've ever made. We can't wait to show you more in the upcoming months." Yeah.
That's weird.
It's a COVID bullshit still.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Oh, my God.
It's been 2 years, guys. Like, we...
Yeah.
We should all figure out how to live with it. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, one way or another about it, but I'm kind of tired of it.
Yeah, believe me, dude. Because now they're trying to push more stuff, but well, I'm not going to bring that up here.
When asked if the pandemic had resulted in their game being delayed, out of the 3,000 developers that attended the game, the GDC, 44 of those polled, 44% of those polled said yes, while 49 said no. And then the other 7 just weren't working on shit anyway, so.
We're kind of in the layover period. We haven't been told what we need to do.
We ain't been working on shit, all right?
Pretty much.
We've been on vacation. We're just relaxing and letting this just coast out.
There was
out.
This whole pandemic. I don't know if you heard about it.
Listen, the way this pandemic has my checkings and my savings set up, I can't.
It's my checking, my say. Just put a bag over the card to try to swipe it again.
Yeah, my Don dollars cleared, but my Biden bucks didn't.
Right. So while we're talking about artificial inflation, Super Mario 64 has become the world's most expensive game. It sold for $1.56 million.
Hold on.
Which completely smashed the record that had been just set 2 days prior for The Legend of Zelda, which sold for $870,000
for a fucking game.
Just over $750,000.
Could you imagine the money we'd have had we saved all those old games from
now,
when we were
see,
younger?
That's where you're wrong at. So, does anybody remember a couple months ago we had another game that sold for like $150,000?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the name of the auction house that came out of?
I do not.
Oh, that's right. It's the same one that the Zelda's cartridge sold for on Friday.
Oh, so it's not even...
And then, 2 days later, at the same auction house...
They bring in that game and break another record.
And then if you look back into, I think, 2008, whenever the company was charged with racketeering for having false...
So these are cover-ups.
No, they're just driving the price up with false bids. They have private bidders go in and go, "Hey, look, we're going to raise the bid. And then somebody else will bid higher, driving the cost of these games up, which is a racketeering scheme. It's basically a pump and dump.
Which we'll get to that in a minute.
So okay. It's just ridiculous when you actually sit down and you think about the fact that, yeah, I get it. It's a sealed copy of the game that got an A++ 9.8 WADA rating, which is the highest that's ever been rated. There's nothing that's been rated higher.
Well, and not only that, and there's certain misprints and like special edition copies that expensive amounts, but not this high.
This is a standard edition. There's nothing special about it other than it's sealed and in great condition.
Did someone buy it with gloves on? Because if I go to a store and someone's buying shit with gloves on, I'm like, "Hey, I want in on your cut. I want to be in charge of your storage or whatever, but when you sell that for millions of dollars..."
Yeah. Well, see, and like I said, what's ridiculous about this is this is all the same auction house that, you know, the sealed copy of 1985's original Super Mario Brothers went for $114,000, And then a sealed copy of Super Mario Brothers 3 went for $156. A sealed copy of Pokemon Red went for $84. All from the same auction house. That, like I said, if you look into this auction house, they've been charged for this before.
And people just keep going back.
Well, they had the internet scrubbed. Like, there's documents and stuff proving that they scrubbed the internet to try and clear their name.
Blame Google.
And actually, and I mean, actually, if you want to find out more on this with, like, more details and stuff with all the insider information, ReviewTech USA has a good video up on this where they go in and they show the documents and they show everything in depth of how this went down.
Have you looked up some of these WADA rated games on eBay?
No.
They actually do sell on eBay for like $1,200, $1,300, $1,400.
All right, and you know what? I have nothing wrong with that. If it's like the original Nintendo, like I don't remember if it's regular Nintendo or Super Nintendo that they have had at like GameStops and stuff. That was a special edition that only retailers got. Okay, yeah, I could see that
like
going
what was it, Toys R Us copy and shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know, all right, I get that. That sells for that high. A sealed copy of this, all right, you know what, I'm okay with it even going for $10,000. All right, cool, I get it. It's nostalgia. It's something you really want. Maybe it's something somebody else really wants and needs to get into a bidding war.
And I mean, you guys know exactly, like, especially the used car market, the price of something is only determined by how much somebody will pay for it.
Right. But what you can now get this same exact game on the Switch. For like $15.
So I just pulled it up real quick just to give you, because I wanted to verify the numbers that I told you.
Yeah.
1999 N64 Super Smash Brothers complete in box graded at a 6.5. $999.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's not even the worst. 1994 Super Nintendo Donkey Kong Country, WADA rated 9.4 A plus seal, $35,000, with 13 people watching it.
Well, and
of course they're watching. Nobody can afford that.
Well, here's the thing. All right. So at the same auction, there was another sealed copy of Super Mario 64 with a 9.6 A++ rating that sold for $13,000. Why is there?
What is the name of this? What is the name of this auction house?
That's what I've been looking for. But oh, hey, look! Now there nobody. None of the websites have any information on it. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, my God. This is, you know what? This is sounding like, well, it's not sounding like, but the scheming sounds like, you remember a couple years ago when those guys were running CSGO skin gambling sites?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those fucking guys made bank. They made bank.
It's Heritage Auctions. Yeah. So, it really just seems like a scheme to drive the price up, especially when you've had three games in the past 5 days that have sold for 10 to 100 times what it should sell for.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
And, I mean,
it's just... Oh, this market's being ruined.
So, let's move on to some more fucked up news.
Oh, I'm excited for this one.
So, there is somebody that is part of, well, four individuals from FaZe Clan that have been caught up in a cryptocurrency scam.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not alone in this. There's been quite a few of the,
influencers.
Is that what you want to call them?
That's what I want to call them.
Okay.
Unfortunately, influencer isn't a good term, good or bad term. It can be used for idiots. It can be used for good people.
Oh, hey, look, they want me
they
to...
They influence
Hey,
idiots.
Look, talk about that. They want me to pay for this website.
Yeah, I got asked that question, too. It's not happening.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you right now, I want to say they were all involved, and they just they picked those four and threw them under the bus. Because this is the same group that took the PPP loan when the lockdown started, and they went and rented a yacht and threw a party and put it all over social media.
In the middle of a pandemic that everybody is locked down and we're not supposed to be.
They're all millionaires. They applied for a small business loan, and then they rented a yacht and threw a party.
So
I'm telling you right now, this whole group was involved, and they picked those four to throw under the bus.
Maybe.
Well, they were the ones actively promoting it. That's the thing.
So, yeah, let's back this up a little bit, and we'll give some background on the story. So there was this coin, this cryptocurrency that was supposed to be coming out. And the name of the coin is Save the Kids.
Fuck them kids.
Now.
Oh, man.
Now, originally, the way this coin was supposed to work, and it was written into its code, and the way that you sell and trade it, was that it was made impossible for it to be a pump and dump. Literally, you had to keep so much of your overall total in your wallet for a certain amount of time before you could sell it off. So, burn with the subscription! Why are you
burn.
Not...
Burn! What is going on, buddy?
Why are you not wearing pants or a shirt? Because you're not in a truck and it's hot out. You're good. So, yeah, it was...
Look at that, 11 months. Hold on, let's take a second here.
He's almost at a year.
Vern with 11 months. That is a king right there. That is a king. Of course, we appreciate everybody.
Oh, yeah. And Phoenix...
Phoenix
with the thank you, bud.
Phoenix, like, I won't be showing up.
Don't worry, I was reacting, but I was getting that fuck them kids clip. I got it. It's downloaded. It's getting posted now.
Them Letterkenny clips.
So.
You're welcome.
Thanks. So, yeah, this coin came out. Well, before it came out, it was written into the code that, you know, it was impossible to be a pump and dump. The creator of the code,
so they claim.
The creator of the coin reached out to influencers and said, hey, it'd be great if you guys could promote this, you know, so much of the proceeds go to helping kids in need and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. So they were, you know, these influencers put so much money into it and they were given so many coins. And then the coin releases and, you know, it goes through the roof and a bunch of these influencers dump it. Now, the one kid, I can't remember which one it is. One of the ones that was suspended.
Jarvis.
Was it Jarvis, I think? They went
was
back.
It the one that they had the tweet from?
Well, no, this kid, he went in and he showed his crypto wallet.
That's a nice joke, Vern.
There's coins on Tinder. You keep saying pumping.
I mean, if you pay the right amount of coins to the right person, you can get that
right,
done.
Right?
Especially on Tinder.
But he showed his crypto wallet that he bought $35,000 worth of coin, and he still had it. He never sold any of it.
Oh, God, that value is plummeting. He should have sold that shit when he had the chance.
Well, he said, you know, yeah, I lost $35,000, but I did it to support kids. Like, I wasn't never, this was never about me making money off of it. Yeah. You know, his intentions were pure.
I, with the way crypto is, it's,
well,
it's hard to see it. Because, like, everybody that I talk to that's talking about crypto, they're interested in themselves, like, well, not being dicks, but you know they're worried about their financial accounts and their success. They're not.
But what I'm saying is, like, he didn't dump anything. He literally held on to everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he lost money and it sucks. But Kay dumped it. You know, as soon as he could, he got rid of it. And you know, on July 2nd, FaZe Clan came out and said, hey, K, he's gone. The other four, they're indefinitely suspended. Or the other three, they're indefinitely suspended. And they said, you know, hey, we didn't have any part of this. We didn't do whatever for this, which I think is bullshit. Because if you watch anything about FaZe Clan, for anything that they do, it has to go through the top tier of FaZe for them to be able to promote. Yes.
Not necessarily for them to promote, but if they're self-promoting themselves, going, hey, check out this with the name of FaZe Clan, that's really no different than somebody going, my dad works in a dealership.
No, but see, they will not, like, that's part of their thing, and other members of FaZe Clan have said that if they want to, you know, say they want to promote G Fuel, they have to get cleared by the higher-ups to be able to promote that.
Mm.
Because what's to say that they don't have one with Sneak or a different energy company? But they literally, everything that they do for promotion wise like that, they have to go through the higher up in the FaZe Clan. So for them to go, hey, we didn't have any involvement with this, that's bullshit. For your members, we're promoting this hugely for like a month leading up to it. And then this comes out, all this shit happens, and Kay put out a video and he's like, trying not to break down, and he's like, I was taken advantage of, and this guy, he changed the code so that you could pump and dump and this and that, and it was like, it came out before that's the way the code was, that you couldn't pump and dump, and now you could. So the creator of the code did change that. The creator of the code did take advantage of people. But you mean to tell me that you were gonna promote this shit and you're not gonna look into who's putting it out? You're not going to look into how this actually goes down, and you're going to push this to millions of people? Fuck you, dude. You're a fucking douchebag that took advantage of everybody. And even if you didn't mean to, unintentionally, you did. You unintentionally murder some or kill somebody, that's manslaughter. You go to jail for it. If you're going to sit here and you're going to say, hey, I was taken advantage of too, but then you made all this fucking money. And that's he even said that. I didn't make any money off this. Well, there's this guy on YouTube, I don't know if you guys know him or not, CoffeeZilla, he went through and he tracked down his wallet that shows that he dumped everything at the exact height of the coin. And that Kay made all kinds of fucking money off of this. Now it says here
in the article, Rob,
CoffeeZilla is literally getting a cease and desist from Kay and his lawyer saying that it's defamation of character.
Which, I mean, it could very well be. I'm not saying that somebody isn't trying to put out a fake story to hang on the clout, but
whenever there's proof backing it up.
But CoffeeZilla does this.
Yeah,
like the last one he did was the guy that scammed people out of hundreds of thousands of dollars with promises of buying Bitcoin.
Right.
And how he forged bank documents to look like wire transfers.
Yeah.
But it says here in this article, in the video, some ordinary gamers showed the plethora of the red flags raised regarding the altcoin and pointed out that most of the influencers who tweeted in support of the coin deleted their post after things went south.
All of a sudden, it's gone.
Huh. Yeah.
Go figure. Why do you delete something?
Much like Heritage Auctions scrubbed their crap after they pumped the price up on those games.
Why do you delete something? Oh, to hide it. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody with a search history knows that.
Anyways.
It's still there.
Hey, Rob, still there. Rob, show us what the letter P brings up on your computer.
PlayStation 5.
I'm joking, bud. Don't get all bent out of shape.
Delete, Scott, pump the numbers up.
Yeah.
Listen, no, if you're not looking up your most disturbing content in incognito mode, we can't be friends.
Saturday night, if you need merch, hit up. Maybe Rob will pull it up. There it goes, right there.
We need to get a stylized picture of Bryn in a bikini, like cartoonish. And it says only Bryn's. That's what we need to sell.
Only Bryn's.
Only Bryn's. I like that. I'll tell you what. I'll shave off some more weight, and then we can do that.
No, awesome. No. You got chest hair, right?
course I got chest.
Yeah, yeah, decent enough to put a heart.
Do the chest. Do the hair keenie.
Yes.
But I have to make the heart big enough so that way after we do those pictures, I can shave it down even more into the bat symbol.
No, you can't do that. You got to put Sony in your heart.
Sony, we're going to do the PlayStation logo. Okay. Okay. Back to this shit-eating group.
Sony.
Like this whole thing, you use children to draw hype to an altcoin, which I don't even buy the whole cryptocurrency thing. I cannot wait for this thing to come crashing down with all this cryptocurrency.
My favorite part of cryptocurrency, besides from the fact that a lot of people have used it to get out of situations like, you know, shitty situations, is the fact that it pisses off the government. Well, it pisses off all the governments.
And that's why I know it's going to come crashing down, and it's going to get so hard. It's going to get so much worse for everybody who bought into it, because so many people are buying and exchanging things with this cryptocurrency, and the government can't track it all.
Well, see, and I'm not going to try to say I understand anything about it, because it is a very complex issue to begin with.
It is.
It requires like a lot of, I mean, the crypto memes is awesome. I love crypto memes. But it just like any investment period, there's going to be gains and losses, and there's going to be winners and losers, and it's only a matter of time before something happens.
Yeah.
Or it just becomes too expensive for people to get into, because like I can't get into it with the price it is now. Years ago when it first came out, probably. But you know what? I probably would be those people that held the line too, because I initially invested, which, you know, when people invest, they get attached.
Yeah,
and that's why you have all these people that are hypo cryptos, I like to call them, where they do promote it. And I mean, personally, I mean, currency that we use is just fiat currency. It's not backed by anything.
Right.
So, now, I mean, it's really no different.
Now, see, here's the thing that really pisses me off about this whole thing is he's still deflecting. Kay still's deflecting and still, you know, trying to play into the public to keep his image up. You know, he said, and I quote in a video that he put out on the 9th, all these people making videos think they know the truth and that they know who's responsible when they just don't. Here's the truth. I lost money on the Save the Kids token. Hold up, wait, pause. You sold at the height of what the coin was worth. At the height. But yet you lost money.
Did he actually say money, or did he lose credibility?
Money. Okay. Here's the truth.
I was on the ladder, but...
Here's the truth. I lost money on the Save the Kids token. But what actually upsets me the most is that anybody else was hurt. Bruh. You're a fucking liar. How the fuck did you lose money? Can somebody please tell me how you buy something, the value goes up, you sell it at the height of the value, and you lose money. That's not how money works. Like,
so what is Kay's stance in FaZe Clan?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Like is he one of the higher ups?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't even know who owns FaZe now.
Banks.
Yeah, FaZe Banks, that's right.
Which is funny, right? Banks, a guy named Banks owns it, and then there's all kinds of cryptocurrency shit going on. Yeah, but no, it's totally unrelated. The four guys advertised a token and told their fans to buy it, and then the value of the coin plummeted to nearly 10% of its original value after they dumped all theirs, except for that one kid.
That's rough.
I think it was Jarvis that... You know, he came out and he showed everything.
I don't know. I'm on his Twitter right now, and I'm not seeing anything.
It was through CoffeeZilla that he went, and
he did.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, look, you can have all my shit to see that I lost money on this. I was watching Tipster about it, and he's the one that actually showed me that shows to some ordinary gamers that they did like a 2-hour video on this whole thing, and they even said that, you know, this isn't even all of it. We're gonna be putting out another video that's gonna be pretty long.
Yeah.
So apparently You know, we've uncovered, this is what Kay goes on to say, that he's hired a team to conduct, quote, a very thorough, independent, and aggressive investigation to find out exactly what happened, end quote, with the Save the Kids token launch. We've uncovered significant evidence that a dishonored, honest person abused his trust with me to scam everybody. This person gained my trust and the trust of my friends while still encouraging us to be the public faces of his scheme. He then abused that trust to alter the code right before launch, resulting in six-figure profits for him and for the rest of us to be blamed.
Yeah, I mean, that's a typical. There's always... let's go back to me talking about The Sopranos for a second. You know why Tony Soprano was a good boss? Because he was never named head of the operation. It's kind of a mafioso thing that the head guy doesn't go down. And if it is a head guy, it's not actually the guy everyone thinks is in charge.
Right. Well, and then, you know, he goes on to say, you know, we want to provide the authorities with the evidence they need to take proper actions. Then he puts an email address up and goes, hey, guys, if you've been scammed by this, email this to my private investigation people so that they can look into it and we can get action.
just drop me some money, yo. I need it for my investigator. Definitely not these lawsuits I'm about to have.
Well, the owner, Banks, you know, he goes, hey... These motherfuckers might be going to jail. Like, this is charity fraud. This is money laundering. This is racketeering. There's all kinds of other charges that can go with it. And, you know, he goes, I didn't know anything about this beforehand, which I think is bullshit. I think that it's bullshit that, you know, if you're going to push all this shit about this cryptocurrency, but you're not going to do anything to actually investigate or even do a little bit of research, do the diligence to your viewers, which you reach because of you being part of FaZe Clan, millions of people.
Let's be honest, though. It's, yes, there's going to be plenty of adults that like FaZe Clan, but they're targeting children. This is just going to be another reason the government fucking steps in.
Well, and that's the biggest fucking thing about this, is this was supposed to help kids. Like, hey, look, you know, we're helping the kids. This is a good charitable cause.
I refer you to my clip where I go, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Don't actually fuck the kids, though. That's, no.
Yeah, when he said, hey.
That will also result in legal ramifications.
And probably, like, a nice necklace in the middle of town. I can't say it. We'll get demonetized.
Wait, we're monetized?
Yeah. Yes. We get bits.
Yeah, when they say, look, we hired a group to come in and investigate all this, you know what that sounds like to me? Hey, we hired a PR firm to come in and help mop things up and spin it.
That isn't even what the fuck they're doing. I'll tell you exactly what the fuck he's doing. He's going, hey, let's get all this information and let's get rid of the shit that incriminates me and incriminates everybody else.
Y'all, if I go down, we all go down. But if you guys just take the time... I'll make sure you guys are taken care of.
Well, and like I said, here's the fucking thing, all right? You got some douchebag, because we don't, you know, they don't even name the guy that created this fucking cryptocurrency. You know, they don't say anything about that shit. They just go, hey, look, there's this guy, and he's creating this charity shit so that he can...
It's all wired out of a bank in Panama. It's totally legit.
Well, without even knowing the ins and outs, hey, we're going to help the kids. I need you guys to sell a crypto. If this is really for the fucking kids, why are you selling a crypto? Why not be like the Shriners or whoever the fuck else you want
to
go to?
This is a good opportunity to say that sometimes a charity isn't exactly what they say. Like March of Dimes, there's a reason why it's called March of Dimes. They only get 10% of your charity.
You want to know another one that really pisses me off?
This is a good time to promote our charity called We Don't Give a Shit, where we just raise money for a bunch of different things that we don't give a shit for.
You know who else? You know another charity that really fucking pisses me off with that shit? The Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh. Yeah.
Look at how much they actually get from the Wounded Warrior Project.
It goes towards advertisement, making sure that they get more people to donate money.
Well, this one might be as bad. I don't know if you guys know, but Susan G. Komen.
Yeah.
6 cents on the dollar. That's what actually gets donated.
I think it's 10 cents on the dollar for the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah. And that's why she has a fleet of pink Escalades.
Go figure.
Okay. This is a make or break question. Do they play the Pink Panther theme when they're driving through town? I'm a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, after FaZe took out that small business loan that, you know, actual businesses needed just so they could throw a fucking yacht party.
Well, you know what?
I don't trust
Vern, anything. What kind of Girl Scouts cookies are we talking about?
It doesn't fucking matter. Listen, all right, we need to stop.
Thin Mints.
It does matter. No, it doesn't. Mints. Listen, we need to stop the hate on Girl Scout cookies. It doesn't matter what you like. Somebody else might like something different, but they're all fucking delicious to somebody.
Look, I tell you what, they were giving out s'mores Girl Scout cookies at work, and they ain't the best, but god damn it, are they tasty when you're hungry as fuck.
Brent, Thin Mints.
What?
Thin Mints, right? Yeah. Do you freeze them?
Yes, we freeze all of them.
Yes, you guys fucking do it weird. I just eat the shits.
Dude, frozen Thin Mints are fucking amazing. I don't care who the fuck you are. Samoas are amazing, too. Coconut and chocolate drizzle. Mmm. You chop that shit up and you put it in a chocolate milkshake. Oh!
Let me tell you, I'm a man who can eat a whole box of Hostess cupcakes. Do not challenge me. I cannot put something in the fridge for later. I'll forget about it and then it'll be frozen to death.
That's the one they're in a fucking bed. Dude, have you ever had a frozen Twinkie?
Thin Mints are nasty.
Tagalongs. Right. Tagalongs.
The peanut butter tagalongs? Peanut butter chocolate?
Saturday night,
I've never smacked a child before, but I'm about to start with you. I don't like mint shit. Thin Mints are delicious. They're thin, and they're easy, not that much.
The sleeve that they put them in, you could just hold the sleeve and, like, pop it with your thumb.
We're not talking about your fleshlight.
Jay pops up, and this is just what he says that the AA Ron.
Hello, motherfucker.
Pow! it was one of the two. It was the motherfucker.
Yeah, it was either surprise, motherfucker, or hello, motherfucker.
Hello, motherfucker.
Frozen Twinkies are for those pipe cannons. Nice.
Boy Scout awesome. Popcorn. Ooh.
Now, see, here's the thing, though. It has to be the pre-pop popcorn. I don't like buying them in the boxes. Like the microwavable popcorn?
Oh, you mean the bags. The big clear bag ones, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not paying for not produced shit. I'm getting half price.
We gotta hydrate. Hydrate.
Ooh, I'm doing that.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Give me the fucking
like
variety.
Like Steel Cracker says, and while y'all hate, I hydrate.
Give me the tin that has like 3 or 4 different flavors in it.
Oh, you're talking to going old school now, bro.
Like the big fucking like 5 gallon bucket tin. That you just plow through in one sitting.
And then you feel instantly bad afterwards.
No, you don't, because it's popcorn and you had like 15 calories eating the whole thing.
Hold on real quick. There's a lot more calories in a bag of popcorn.
I don't know.
Calories. That's skinny pop you're thinking of. In popcorn. We're about to figure this out. Calories burned in pooping. That's the next one, but.
So wait a second.
106 per 1 ounce.
I mean, 1 ounce of popcorn. Popcorn's
hold
so
on.
Light.
Wait. That 106 per unpopped popcorn. I don't know why there's a difference. For air popped, it's 110. For microwaved, it's 165. And for oil, which is the only way to do it, it's 142. If you do a cup, 100. Wait. Yeah, let's do an ounce.
Wait, do you actually put oil in a skillet?
You put it in like one of them pots or something.
I was
going to
say,
like that.
My air popper actually takes oil.
Yeah, you can do either or. Is popcorn good for diet? It's got a high fiber count, so it'll help you poop. All right, we're not going down the Google rabbit hole. We're not.
Well, I was going to say, how much.
That's how I end up finding about half the fucking random facts I wish I didn't know.
Let's kind of bring the show back on point out that
I got a serious question.
All these chair, what?
So, how much calories does pooping burn?
That's a good question.
Because
that is a good question. Because are we talking about an easy poop?
Does it equal?
Or are we talking about a fight?
But what I'm saying is, does it equal out? Like, you know, it's 160, you know, grams or 160 calories for a bag of popcorn, but it takes 200 to poop it out. You're actually coming out ahead.
I mean, are we talking about Scary Movie style, where you're clenched down by holding onto the seat, fighting it? I'm talking legs up, red face, veins popping.
You can burn more than 68 calories per hour where you're pooping in instances where the individual has enough fiber and water. Well, God, I hope so. Pooping becomes easier. The effort exerts are less. So you need to be taking them hardcore strenuous shits in
order to burn
some calories. Like, you need to, like, gorge on, like, cheese.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say, cheese.
And just sit there and just start, like, you need to do ab workouts on the Johns. Get the core nice and tight.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you...
Wait, you gotta get one of the muscle stimulator machines and put it on your abs while you're pooping?
No, that would help. That would help. That would help because then you would tense up and it would help the shitting. You need that natural tension. You can't Bruce Lee this. You have to naturally do it.
You grab that seat on the sides. You hunker down.
Wait, you're
bring
toilet,
your legs up.
Your toilets don't have, like, the handles on the side? What have we become? Oh, we become a health show.
Experienced poopers, apparently.
We got problems, guys. I love you fuckers. You know that?
I know.
So, yes.
We started on so many things to end here. It's a magical journey.
Well, I mean, we're talking about FaZe Clan
and shit and
bullshit, yeah, I mean, charities, which is also on shit. And
I saw the comment too.
Okay. Does Thanos poop?
It's better hearing you say it.
It's a good question.
We're asking
does
the real question here.
Does he just snap his fingers?
Is that why he crashed the Thanos copter? Because he really had to poop.
He just uses the time stone to revert his bowels back to a point where he didn't have to shit. Rob, if you do not get this clipped, like, this is like a good couple minutes we need to have on a Thanos pooping conversation. Does it snap into someone else?
Everybody,
oh God! I just hope
he
it's
uses
not
the
like
reality
a...
stone to send into a fucking multiverse.
No, listen. So everybody that got snapped, right? So Peter, you know, Peter Parker got snapped. It's like every other day. He's like, man, I gotta poop again. I just pooped like 10 minutes ago.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed. At one point in Avengers, they were like, okay, everything's sad, everything's tragic. But in other news, the resources are going great. There's no fuel shortage. You guys realize we're getting gas at like 50 cents again?
I wish.
Anyways. Yeah, right. It's like three.
So, hold on. Bring it on to that, Jay, because MatPat actually did a video on that, on if the world would actually be better after a Thanos snap. Wouldn't have changed.
Yes, it would have.
Yeah, it would have. Look how the pandemic and the whole lockdown shit affected the climate in such a short time.
I don't even give a fuck about that.
Well, no, I do, because there's people like, we need a lockdown every month, and I'm like, fuck you!
Here's what I'm saying, alright? Here's what I'm saying.
We got shit to do.
We got a good chance we are actually getting rid of some assholes. Hey, Sarah, with 100 bits. Thanks, babe.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
But wait, what? How are we getting rid of assholes?
I mean, if half the population is getting snapped, some of them have to be assholes.
Yeah, but some of them might be pretty cool.
I mean,
yeah. Well, maybe we got left with the assholes.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Who got...
It's like Rapture. The good ones got taken. Those heathens got left behind.
Here's my question, though. How do you know you got snapped? How do you know you're the one that got snapped? Which one's the actuality?
You know what? I ask myself this all the time, and I don't think I'd be upset if I got snapped.
How
I
would you know? How would you know?
Well, I would. I don't feel too good, Mr. Stark. But
okay, but
whatever.
What I'm saying.
Well,
what
yeah,
I'm saying
because
is,
Peter pointed out, he said one second he was just gone, and then he just woke up.
Eh.
Eh.
I know. It was a very anticlimactic end to the Infinity War.
You know what mine would be? My last words?
You hate shit.
always thought it'd be a shark. Because the missus is scared of sharks. I love sharks.
And it's Shark Week, bud.
Oh, I know. I know what week it is.
Oh, believe me. I got everything DVR'd.
Oh, my God. Why am I always forgetting that comedian's name?
Oh.
Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh, I fucking love him. I love dark humor.
Do you remember his show on Comedy Central?
Oh, yeah. How he got shit on for Shark Attack or Shark Party?
Shark Party. Yeah.
Ooh, Vern, what'd you get?
Fired to maternity ward.
What chair did you end up getting?
I like how our most of our viewership is just as demented as we are.
You gotta be.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a fucking really beautiful is. Thing.
It feels.
I mean,
it feels
we
like
went from...
it feels like that one time, or like that time where you and Rob probably had this, where like you were sitting there hanging out, and one of you guys said fuck for the first time.
Vern, you have to tell as a fellow big guy, you got to tell me how that secret lab chair is.
Well, the question is, what chair is it?
Yeah, because I'm going for the Dark Knight chair, and I'm going to get this thing translated here.
That is a porn title. Thank you, dude.
Yeah, right?
My search history didn't need that. I'd even look at it. Hold on. Yeah, I'm good on all that. Thank you, though.
Is it that bad?
No, it's just porn.
Oh. Malicious. Okay, so I guess I'm not getting my Dark Knight chair.
Dang it, I like that viewer.
Sarah with another 100 bits, thank you.
Thank you.
Alana with more bits, thank you. Thank you.
No, that's only a Titan.
Yeah. There's no designs on the XL, but it's built for Eden's.
I need a new chair.
You know what? I need
a desk, actually.
I've been pretty happy with my respawn. The only reason I want to change it is I want to get the mesh back.
Can you buy a mesh backing? Because if you can't, I will definitely drive over there to get that.
Well, I mean, this is going in the studio.
Damn it! Foiled again!
Yeah, it's going in the studio.
Damn loud-ass cars.
Dude, first day, tried to recline, catered in like 5 minutes. What, your respawn?
Ooh. That's a chair I need. So I need a desk, because I got like a foot and a half of leg room.
Yeah.
And 50 of the Pride biddies.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Tried to recline, KO'd. Wow.
That's the life.
I took KO'd at first was that you destroyed the chair, and that's why I was like, wait, what?
That's how I took it first, and then when Rob snored, there was...
It took me a second to catch on, but I got it.
Say, Sandman hit him with the right hook.
Mr. Sandman.
Right hook.
I like it.
Ah, crap, I'm out of tea.
Yeah, I was looking at a couple of different chairs. I like the mesh back for breathability. To be honest.
Next thing you know, there's going to be a... So I'm putting a butt fan in.
Right. I'm going to pull
LED,
the seats.
LED, of course.
I'm going to pull the seats out of another 45 from Sarah. Thank you.
With the heart.
Thank you. Oh, them heart bits are for her hubby.
Well, I was about to say it's for the Leo picture, but, you know, whatever you want to say to Rob to make him feel better.
Right.
All right, Lana, thank
we'll see
you.
Where was I? Oh. I do like a lot of the designs that Streamlabs or Secret Labs has. I don't know. It's back and forth because, like I said, this respawn chair has been great to me for the price that I paid on it. So.
Just gonna say that.
Just gonna say it.
Well, I think that about wraps up the show. I got nothing else. If you guys got nothing else.
Not that I could think of.
No, I think we all got kind of bored of shitting on FaZe Clan and all these other bullshit charity groups. I wish I could remember the website. They do give you a list of charities and what their actual contributions are and what their chairman salaries are, so you know who's actually
right
helping and not just pocketing.
There's a couple of charities that I like that if you guys want opinions on charities, join our socials and ask us, because there are some good charities out there that we like to support. If you caught any of our Pride streams last month, you know that the Trevor Project is one of those.
Yes, it is. Also, which hat?
We've got plenty.
I'm gonna say, yeah. Whose hat? Who's what hat? Warpoint hat.
This hat.
Yeah, this hat right there. That's the Warpoint hat.
All right. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, it's a beautiful hat. I've had it for over a year now. Pretty much wearing it every day. It lasted pretty good. I do need another one.
Dang it. Glasses.
Somebody stole your hairs. Yeah, all of them. They're gone. Shut up, Phoenix. I knew I was waiting for somebody to catch it. Yes, I have sunburn in the shape of the hat. I do. I do have brows.
Hmm? They're lovely brows.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, shit. But yeah, check out our socials. Check out our YouTube. Check out all that shit. There's links here.
There's also like a... Is it right here? No, it's right there. There's been a thing on the side of the screen. Yeah, it's right there now.
And then there's the Linktree website that has links to everything, including the merch, the Discord, the YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff. You can check that out. We will be back next Wednesday. We probably won't be doing the show. We'll probably be doing some zombies or something else. We don't know yet.
No, it smells like dust, Vern. Don't wear it enough.
Talking about that cheese to make you poop.
I think he's just jealous.
See, my head's too big. It wouldn't fit in one of those.
I mean, you'd be surprised on all the room in here.
That's what she
said.
Not
much chin room, though.
That's what she said.
I make the same sounds, too.
Oh, shit. We're going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, that's fine.
I try.
Guys, we still have not received any new news on Gotham Knights.
Oh, he still has night vision. Oh, God. Nut.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything on that. What else was there? There was a couple of games that got pushed back. I don't know. It's the year of the delay, part two, basically.
Basically.
Like, we haven't I know Warner Brothers has a bunch of crap going on right now.
Like their merger? Which we also covered in a previous episode. You can check that out for more information. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Two or three.
One of them.
Yeah. All right. Check us out next Wednesday. We'll be doing something live. We may be on sometime in between that, but maybe not. Yeah. Check out our YouTube, because that's where a lot of content's going to be pushed to here real soon. Join our socials so that we can chat.
And sorry, Vern made a good joke.
Get in on all of that. And next week, we will be reading your answers to our question, which is still standing, of halfway through the year, what is your game of the year?
So come on. Come on, everybody, get into those socials.
And if you want to put it down here real quick, we can take note. We'll sit here and do the good old-fashioned fade out to black with the cheerful jazz music behind us like a good PBS show.
I don't have that ready. God damn it.
Eventually, we're going to work it out so like when you guys are, you know, filming on the set, I'm sitting here in fucking bumfuck Indiana. We can do a virtual handshake between each other. Like, nice, good to see you. good show.
Dude, we got to get the sax squash. The guy dressed up in the saxophone looking like sax squash. But he's got to do, what is that?
Aaron, you want to make some money?
What the hell's the name of that song?
Careless Whisper?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was looking for.
He's like, money, you say?
Just let you guys know, I'm never going to dance again.
My guilty feet have gotten a rhythm.
Way I dance with you!
Mr. Rogers be like, stay strapped to get clapped.
I remember that.
It was right after he got done feeding his goldfish.
Yep. And then it was right after that he was like, oh wait, these trees don't speak Vietnamese.
Oh, we're going to hell and we've been demonetized. And oh look, the stream just ended. What the fuck? No.
What?
No.
Oh. Been great timing though.
Right?
I wouldn't even been mad.
Oh god. Baby head Bezos pulled the plug on us.
He's in space right now. It's all good.
No, he's too busy looking at the snack machine with his lazy eye.
He's getting fitted for his Megamind outfit.
No wonder Amazon's blue now.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Zuckerberg's about to be Jonah Hill's character.
Oh god,
you idiot. Oh, you know what, had he spent a little more time actually getting his studios that he spent money on to push games out.
Oh come on, it was like Facebook gaming. It's just a shameless cash grab in what is trendy.
A shameless cash grab like FaZe Clan tried to pull off.
Oh. Well, and Heritage Auctions,
make sure you tweet us with the tag, fuck them kids. We really appreciate that.
Hey, real quick before we go, FaZe Jarvis, wasn't that the kid who was crying?
Yes, because he got banned on cheating? Fortnite. Oh, bro, yeah. it was just a prank, bro. It was just a prank.
And now all of a sudden he's a hard-ass boxer.
Paul Logan Jr.
You know what? If I had enough money as these fucking kids had, and I'm going to call them kids because that's their mentality.
By the way, did you see that McGregor's I now would walking be an on his shins?
Boxer. Oh, God.
Wait, who's walking on your shins?
McGregor.
Dude, the pirate meme is probably my favorite.
I got to say this, though. Between the mix of adrenaline... and probably the proper 12 that he took right before he went on fucking fight. His post-fight interview is hilarious, and apparently somebody translated it.
Well, did you see that he was like, whenever, what's his name, they were interviewing him, not him, the other guy. And, you know, in the background, you could just hear him going, hey, fuck you, I'm going to kill you and your wife in your sleep. Like, dude,
I'm going to hobble right over to you.
What the fuck, dude? Even
fucking Conor McGregor got miseried.
What the hell's his the
he got hobbled.
The big guy that the guy that always does the MMA, bald guy. Why can't I think of his name now?
Oh,
Rogan.
Yeah.
I kept wanting to say Dana White.
There's a lot of bald guys in MMA. Let me tell you.
I kept wanting to say Dana White, but I knew it wasn't him. Yeah, Joe Rogan.
It's his but a flesh wound.
Dude, they were interviewing him, right? They were like this, you know, and he's like, oh yeah, and the other guy, he's like, yeah, you know, we're raising money to build houses in Uganda, and we're trying to get this kid, get his cancer cured, and in the background.
And then all of a sudden you hear, hey, fuck them, motherfucker! There ain't nothing! Hey, fuck them kids!
But no, you just hear McGregor, hey, I'm gonna fucking kill you! And they just look over like,
hey, you guys had that proper 12 yet?
And they just look over like, shut the fuck up, dude. You lost.
That's the Irish, man. They never shut their mouth.
No, dude. We get our ass beat and we still go, motherfucker, I'll get you next round.
That's exactly what he... Dude, this is the third time he got his ass kicked. And he's like, I'm fucking your wife. She's in my DMs.
I think he beat Poirier the first round, or first fight. Poirier beat him in the second, and that's why three was about to happen. Now four has to happen because there's going to be so many Conor fanboys that are like, man, my man's got robbed. And I'm like, yeah, because he turned into a pirate.
Wait. Did his foot get robbed? Because it was non-existent, okay? No ankle bones.
Just his ankle. His ankle got fucking like grabbed out by some fucking ankle gnomes.
Control, alt, delete, oh, gone.
Connor's wife was looking up a Google search of how long does it take for a foot to grow back.
They were trying to call up the Madame Pomfrey or whatever it was from Harry Potter for the skeletal growth shit.
Oh god, yeah.
Does he just dilly weed? You're good.
Dude, his toenail touched the mat. Like, it was like, ah.
It looked like one of the glitches from the UFC games. Oh my god. Life imitates art, boys. Life imitates art.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Oh, so now that we've,
oh, man.
Now we've got on for an extra like 10-15 minutes just talking about shit posting basically. Come shitpost with us in all of our socials. Check out our YouTube shitpost there. We don't give a fuck. Shitpost everywhere.
Tag us in your McGregor memes.
Yes, please. Some Jordan crossover videos. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
With the way his ankle went out, I don't think he could cross over nothing. Except maybe a different ankle or angle of degree.
His foot crossed over his calf, okay?
Well, what's funny too is he's like, he got you with that kick. He's like, didn't fucking get me with the kick.
He didn't check me. He didn't check shit.
I got all this power in my leg. It just blew out.
I just stepped
wrong. He goddamn almighted it.
He's just like, I stepped wrong. No, that's
he got
not a
that Sylvia leg.
Yeah.
Oh. No, that Sylvia leg was fucking rough. As soon as it kicked, it just go. And he stood on it too for a split second before he realized it. He's like, "Oh, ow!
Oh, guys, stop, stop!"
Yeah, I heard that dude was pissed. He won a fight and never had to throw a punch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was pissed because he finally got to face Vanderlei, or not Vanderlei, but Anderson Silva, and it was fucking hyped. And then just all of a sudden, right in the middle of a fucking kick. I mean, you hate to see it, Cotton. You hate to see it.
Ankle has left the chat. What?
Ankle has left the chat. Hold on. You know what his ankle decided to go and do?
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, the floor.
Oh, crap.
Then you know what? You know what he did?
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's the main point of the burn.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's what his heel said to him when he saw it. The back of his heel. I haven't seen that foot piece of my foot in a while.
Yeah, right? Oh, shit. I got some rough skin on the bottom of my heel. Fuck. Hey, what's up, Vern?
Yes, Vern. You had my curiosity. Now you have my attention.
Heard you about your ankle. Oh,
God, luckily I don't have to worry about that.
Johnny Silverhand called. He wants his mod back.
Oh, yes.
Conor McGregor's going to get cybernetic enhancements to his cast.
He's going to fucking need it, dude.
Oh, shit.
His wife planted his leg in the ground. It's just like a potato. It'll grow.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, there's one other thing that I should have talked about earlier, but it's something that kind of pisses me off. I kind of talked to you about it a little bit, Bren, with the Final Fantasy bullshit.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, bullshit? You know how Final Fantasy 14 sold out of digital copies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just gonna get on fucking Twitch and they're gonna hand him a partnership.
Probably. They did not run out of digital copies. They stopped selling them because you couldn't create a character.
Yeah, like all the servers got full up.
That's the outrage. The outrage is always gonna do that.
Well, no, like every fucking journal site out there for it. They're like, oh, they sold out of digital copies. No, they didn't sell out of digital copies.
Yeah. You can't sell out of digital code.
They stopped selling the digital code because you couldn't create a character. Yeah, here, you know what? Buy the $60 game and you can't fucking use it. It's a fucking digital paperweight at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the shit was bad yet, you bunch of spoiler fucks.
Sorry.
Yeah, I heard, like, there's a mass exodus on WoW.
Well, what it is, you know, we got content coming.
Well, that and Asmongold jumped ship, which we didn't even talk about that. He's been putting out all kinds of videos on YouTube about jumping from WoW to 14.
Well, like Jay was saying earlier, you know, all of a sudden we have 20,000 people in the 14 live streaming.
Yeah. People streaming it or people watching it?
Viewers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's 17,800 viewers. There's more people watching 14 than there is Genshin Impact.
Mm.
And you know what's messed up is we caught crap from so many people from that game for so long. Oh, it's so slow. The combat's so slow. It's boring. I fall asleep playing it half the time.
That's nice, bro.
And, like, all they've done over the years is dumb the game down and make it easier.
So much easier. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
So much easier.
I'm hoping Reaper is good.
Hoping.
All right.
I'm guilty. What are you guilty of, Ern?
I ain't leaving. I'm not even that deep in the game yet. I'm guilty. What are you guilty of?
I know. That's what I'm anxiously waiting. 14 is slow. I mean, it is. 14 has been more of a strategic MMO game with it, because there's like a dance that you got to learn with the fight.
It is slow up until it is not. All right? And that's the best way I could describe it, because it goes from being extremely slow to the point that, like, you're just, like, falling asleep. And then all of a sudden you hit that point in the boss fight or whatever to where you gotta just constantly run full speed and you're like, wait, what the fuck is going on? You gotta switch gears like that. And half the time it's like, wait, what the fuck am I doing? Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Done there, done that.
Right.
Alright, we've been trying to end the stream for like 20 minutes. check out our socials, check us out next week, join, buy some merch, Aaron. And yeah, as always, we'll catch you guys at the warp point.
Peace.
Peace.